We are on the air. Well, I don't hear anything back up with this phone, so I may have to change phones. Hey, I just want you to know we are here. That's right. We just had to move to a conference room. I tell you what, big things going on in Jeff Duncan's office today, so they had to move us to a conference room, which is why we're running just a few minutes behind getting on the air. Lots of security up here, as there should be. It takes us twice as long to go where we would normally just be able to walk right through. But we got our press badges. In fact, Beth is uploading a video to YouTube. Just for the record, I want you to know we were in one of the broadcasting studios, and we did a little video right in there. Don't tell anybody, but we did one, a little video. That's right. Not broadcasting, just doing a video. So these are the type of things that, you know, we get into trouble when Beth and I come up here to Washington, D.C., to check out everything that's going on. And you know you are listening to WLMA right here in Washington, D.C., via telephone, via the Internet. That's right. You know, wherever you go, you can always stay connected right here on WLMA, WCRS, although right now I guess Rush must really be having a lot to say over there on WCRS 1450 AM. You're on 1350 AM. I am Ann Eller. Let's hear a word from our sponsors if we can get a little bit of our technical difficulties worked out. We'll be back in just a moment, live from Washington, D.C., in the Cannon Building, in a conference room. Yours truly, Ann Eller, and my very good assistant, Beth Poffey. Don't you go away. Ready to race to you.
Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime, from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller, and our special guest today is Jeffrey Pecola. Here's live from Washington, D.C., Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. I am right here in the conference room in the Cannon Building. Had to do a quick shuffle here. You know, we knew stuff like that might happen because a lot going on up here in Washington. All the congressmen are just coming back in. And I am very, very, very privileged to have Jeffrey Pecola. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing that right. But he is the Marine who suffered serious injuries, and we're going to talk about it. He is the recipient of one of the homes, will be getting one of the homes for our troops. That's right. We talked about it this morning, Homes for Our Troops, the website, homesforourtroops.org. Jeffrey Pecola, am I saying your name right?
Oh, you are. You're correct.
I am correct. Now, of course, you were a Marine. You were on a very dangerous mission back in 2003, March 27th. Terrible accident. And I just need to say to you, thank you for your service to our country. And I also want to say the organization Home for Our Troops, building you your very special home up there in Seneca. That is such a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. There's not words to describe the feeling of being selected for a special adapted home. It just takes the burden off my family and also off myself from day-to-day living with this type of home. We are very blessed to be picked for be a candidate for this type of home.
Well, I know that, you know, I think, what is it, they're building the 101st home. That we talked to John Gonzalez this morning, the president and founder of Homes for Our Troops. How did you find out about it, or how did they find you?
Well, the Marine Corps has taken a step forward, as they always do. They lean forward into everything and being proactive to look out for all injured Marines. And I have a Wounded Warrior Advocate, which is going to restart in Pellerino, from the Pittsburgh area. At the time, I lived in the Somerset area, and that's, you know, known for where Flight 93 actually came down. And he contacted me which you stay in touch with the Marines on a continual basis, and said, hey, you qualify for this program, and I'd like to submit your name. So he did the paperwork and submitted my name, and lo and behold, didn't we get selected from the Wounded Warrior, the Marine Corps Wounded Warrior Regiment.
That is terrific. Now, one of the things I understand that you hope to be doing here sometime soon is taking a gunsmithing class.
Yeah, that's always been my forte. You know, being a Marine, being around weaponry all my life, that has always been my dream to become a gunsmith.
To become a gunsmith.
So,
why
did
you become a Marine in the first place, Jeffrey?
I may have the opportunity, if I'm able to attend a class. It's a two-year program to become a gunsmith.
How did you decide to become a Marine?
My father was a Marine. I was a second generation. My grandfather was a, which at that time they called them UDTs, Underwater Demolition Technicians, which is now known as a SEAL. My father was a part of a unit in the Marine Corps called Anglico.
Uh-huh.
They was a naval gunfire team, and you know that's encouraged me to become a Marine. And now my son is a Marine, so we have three generations.
How do you feel about your son being in the Marines now?
Oh, he's in about 6 or 8 days. I'm not sure how many days, but he'll be returning here shortly from his first deployment in Afghanistan. I retired in 2009, and my last official act as an officer, I was able to enlist him in the Marine Corps, swear him in. So it was a very, very proud moment for me in my life.
You know, for somebody that received such tremendous injuries, that is amazing that that your son going over there to Afghanistan and everything, that has to be a hard thing, though, to let him go.
Well, you know, on one hand, as a Marine, you know, he's just like every other Marine. You gotta you know, stiff upper lip and march forward. But as a father looking at it, it's heart-wrenching. But again, being a Marine for so long, freedom's not free. Someone has to go out there and beat the wolf away from the door, as we've seen last night, what happened to our most famous Mr. Bin Laden.
Yeah, have you talked to anybody else, any of your Marines or anybody about this? I mean, this has to be just phenomenal for you, particularly because you were there. You were injured. I mean, how does it make you feel right now? Sending your son. How do you feel about? Have you talked to any of the any Marines or any people about Bin Laden being killed yesterday? How does it make you feel?
It's a very elated time emotionally for all service members. You know, this is something that we were given the mission to do, and anyone that served in them areas of the world. That was their number one mission, to catch this guy and run him down. And that's exactly what we did. We ran him down, and as Vice President Cheney stated, no matter where you go, we'll find you. We're going to find you and hunt you down.
Well, we certainly did, but, you know, unfortunately, this doesn't end the war, does it?
No, I mean, I think it just widens. It makes everyone open their eyes up to realize that, you know, these crazy folks will not give up, and they're going to have to know that we won't give up, and we'll use everything that we can to stop them. It makes us open our eyes up to know that what we have is very special, and we will not let them take it away from us.
Absolutely. Well, you know, this is you're getting this house built. Your son in the Marines. I need to ask you though. You as a Marine could let your son go, and you said it was hard as a father. How did your wife feel about this? I can't imagine being the mother.
It's been a trying 7 months for her. You know, you watch that news, and she's glued to it every day, and you know, trying to catch a glimpse of him. We've been very fortunate, though. We've received, you know, good communication with him, you know, with the ability to email now. So we've been able to stay up with him, you know, at least a weekly basis to hear from him. So that's what's made it easy. But it's very difficult for her. Very difficult for his wife. She had a baby while he was gone, our first grandchild. And he'll be coming home to that here in a short few days.
telling me you're just became a grandfather. How does it make you feel to be able to see these things? I know over time, from when did this happen? Back in 2003,
2004? Right.
Your accident?
It was in
2003.
April, May time frame of 2003.
How does it, there had to be times in your life that you had to be wondering, am I going to be here to see my children grow up and now to have a grandson? That must be a phenomenal experience for you.
Well, we have a granddaughter.
Okay.
And yes, it's a tremendous feeling. It makes you have a more appreciation for life, not that I didn't already, but to work as hard as servicemen and women do. And to be cut short is something you don't want to look forward to. But as all servicemen and women do, it's a sacrifice that they make. And that's something I would hope that the Congressional House and the senators would take a look at. And when they talk about pay raises for the military, that the military would be the first one in line to get a pay raise for what these men and women do for us.
Oh, you are absolutely right, and for the families the families that are left behind, I think that's the other thing that makes it so difficult. We have servicemen and women who are overseas, and yet, what a great guy who has suffered tremendously, now has two grandchildren, just had a new one, and his son is over in Afghanistan. Unbelievable. Hard to believe somebody that would put themselves through all this. But anyways, if we get Jeffrey back on the phone, that would be great. Andy, let's hear a quick word. I think we're supposed to be having an electric company in Anderson that is donating all the electric work back in. But if we get Jeff back on the phone, let's finish up and talk to him, and we can talk to the electrical company afterwards. This is WLMA, Greenwood, South Carolina, live from Washington, D.C.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller, and our special guest is Jeffrey Pacola. Here is your host, Ann Eller, live from Washington, D.C.
All right, yes. We have Jeffrey now, Pacola, back with us from Lake Kiwi up there in Seneca area. We've got him back on the phone. Hopefully he's going to stay on the phone with us. His phone keeps cutting out, but it is such a treasure to be able to talk to you, Jeffrey. And I was just asking you off the air, have you been able to see the house that you are going to be living in that Homes for Our Troops is building?
Oh, yeah, we've been able to see the home. They had a build brigade. On the day of the Super Bowl, and we had a lot of good folks come together to put the structure up.
He was just telling us back on Super Bowl Sunday, they actually did they raised the roof. Not raised the roof, but just like an old-time barn raising, when they built the barns, they got everybody together and I guess built the outside structure of it. We talked this morning to Jesse Martin over there at J&T Countertops. He got involved in the project. He is actually doing the countertops for this house. We're going to be talking to, in just a minute, Meritus Electric in Anderson. So they are providing all the electrical work for this house, a tremendous amount of expense, but they're donating it, and we're going to find out why they decided to do this and how this whole project is coming together. But let's see. We talked to Jeff Duncan this morning, and can you see if you can pull it down? We did a nice interview with Jeff this morning. It's already up there. Maybe if you could pull that down, we could hear what Jeff had to say. We had a great conversation about being back here up in Washington, D.C. I was actually in Washington before he was, folks, and we talked about a few of the things that he wanted to say about, of course, Osama bin Laden, about being back here, and about what the direction, of course, that Congress is going to be working on. And if we can just pull that down, Andy, maybe we can hear that. And then we can also talk to Meritus Electric right there in Anderson. They have donated all the electrical work. And I think that probably means all the wire and the outlets and all the stuff that goes into making this happen. So, again, this is about homes for our troops. You know, this is a day to celebrate, but it's also a day to realize that our job is not done. We are still working on so many aspects of this. And simply because Osama bin Laden has been killed does not mean, does not in any way, shape, or form mean that we have solved the problems. So we still have a fight on. We still have to do the job that we were sent over there to do. But job number one has been accomplished. Now the rest has to be done. So Jeff Duncan this morning was talking about being being at Lander on Saturday and talking about doing all that one can do to go out there and help make their job successful and to help our country. So we'll talk more about that in just a moment. Do we happen to have Andy Atkins on the line?
We have Jeffrey Pecola again.
Well, you just keep coming back, Jeffrey.
Well, maybe this will work. I got this thing hooked up to my good Ford truck.
Okay. All right. Well, I certainly hope so. Jeffrey, you know, we were talking about, you said that on Super Bowl Sunday they had a, I was likening it to a barn raising. They raised the house?
They did. They had a field brigade and a lot of great folks come out and volunteered their time in the rain to put this structure up in 3 days.
Wow. So how close is it to you being able to move in?
They're talking about the end of May, the beginning of June.
I'll bet your wife can't wait.
We all can't wait. We've been living in temporary housing for over a year, and we're ready to get settled down in a house.
That sounds good. Now, Jeffrey, you told me you're a grandfather twice over. How old are you?
I'm 46.
46. Okay, 46. So were you a, had you been in the Marine Corps all your life, or?
Yeah, I started in the service when I was 17 and gave him 26 years.
Wow, that is tremendous, and we certainly need to thank you for your service. I know you'd like to say just a few more words about how you feel about Homes for Our Troops. That's homesforourtroops.org. John Gonzalez is the president and founder. We talked to him. And, you know, there's so many good companies that have come online to help out just with this one project. I mean, a house of this caliber is very expensive to build because it has to be built with a lot of special needs for you to be able to be comfortable. Is that right?
That's correct. But also I want to remind the listeners that the service member, you don't come empty-handed. In order to qualify for a program like this, the veteran has to be able to apply for what they call a special adapted housing grant, which is given to them by the VA, which then you send that over. Then I'll sign that over to Homes for Our Troops. So the veteran does put forth.
That is important, and that, of course, helps. But I know that you would encourage anybody out there to get involved in any way to help. One of my concerns about South Carolina is that a lot of people don't know about the things that are available out there for veterans, and that's one of the reasons we're doing this special up here today.
That's definite. The veterans need to be told, which, as I stated before, the Marine Corps has established a Wounded Warrior Regiment, which tracks all the Marines and makes them aware of these special programs that are out there and to apply for them. So I encourage all veterans with injuries like I sustained and worse to apply to Homes for Our Troops and get that assistance. It's greatly needed.
Absolutely, and if anybody can help out either with monetary donations or with labor or product, I know that's appreciated. I know you are thrilled. I know your wife is probably more thrilled to be able to look at your new home up there in Seneca and say it is going to be our home. End of May, 1st of June, you'll be in. Maybe after you get into your home, we could set up another interview. How about that?
Oh, Oh, that would be great. That would be great. I'd love to have you guys come down for the key ceremony. That would be the key time to do it.
Well, maybe we can. You need to keep in touch with us and let us know what's going on, and we will keep in touch through Homes for Our Troops, and maybe we can make that happen. That would be fantastic. Jeffrey Pecola, thank you so much for your service for our country, and thank you for your son that's over there serving right now, and God bless you, and I certainly hope you you do well, and we'll look forward to talking to you when it gets close to the time for that house to be ready to move into. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. All right, that is Jeffrey Pecola from Lake Kiowee, South Carolina. They are going to have that house. I didn't realize it was that close to being almost finished. End of May, 1st of June, they will be able to move into this house. Well, I do know the electrical contractor is supposed to be calling us in just a moment. I think we set that up. But do we have him on the phone now?
We do.
We do. Okay. Well, this is live radio, folks. It doesn't get any better than this. Do I have Andy Atkins on the phone with me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good, and I can hear you loud and clear. We've been talking to Jeffrey Pecola. Have you met Jeffrey?
I have not had the pleasure of meeting him yet. No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, we were just talking to him, and he said, I think the end of May, 1st of June, they're talking about having this house finished?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
That is correct. Well, Andy, your company, what is it, Meritus Electric in Anderson?
That's correct.
How did your group get involved in this? Do you have any military connections, or why did you get involved?
We don't, other than my business partner's dad is ex-military, but through our involvement with the HBA of Oconee, Tom Markovich was our acting executive officer, and he was asked to find some volunteers that would be willing to either donate products or services to assist in this. And he presented it at a board meeting one night, and everyone jumped on board and was excited about it. And I went and saw him after the meeting and told him that Meritus Electric would be more than happy to fill our roles and do what we could to help. And as it turned out, we were able to donate all of our labor. Homes for Our Troops supplied the material, and we donated the labor to do the rough end for the electrical, and then we'll come back in a few weeks and finish the electrical trim, hanging the light fixtures, receptacles, all that fun stuff. So we were just glad to be a part of it.
You know, what do you think of this program, Homes for Our Troops, their website, homesforourtroops.org? What do you think of the program?
I think it's excellent. You know, there's so many guys out there that are just like Jeffrey that are, you know, they give so much of themselves and so much of their time, and in his case, you know, a lot of his abilities, that it's a small token that we can do to pay back to those guys. I'm more than willing to do it again. It's a great program. I think it needs to be broadcast more. That program is out there. Up until Tom brought it up at that board meeting, I had never heard of it. And, you know, so many times we get caught up in other things, and those guys are forgotten a lot of times once they get home. And I just think it's a great program. I think it's a great way to show our support. And like I said, I wish that more people knew about it, because I'm sure more people would get involved.
Right. That's part of the reason we are doing this, Andy, is to let people know. And I sometimes think in our area, we're from Greenwood, South Carolina. You're in Anderson. They're
right
in Seneca. I think a lot of people don't know that there are opportunities to be involved in some way or form. I understand. I think they're building two houses right now in South Carolina.
Right. And I think this one was the first one. Now I think they're doing one maybe down toward Lexington, somewhere around in that area.
Right.
And I didn't have any involvement with that one, but it's a great way, like I said, to show your support, and I appreciate you guys for putting it out there so that, you know, there might be another electrical company out there that wants to do it, or another plumber or a heating and air company, and then just regular people. We've had just regular people off the street, I know, that has volunteer time and effort. We had one fellow that called us up that had a large supply of electrical service wire. He was an ex-veteran, and mm-hmm. he called me up and said, hey, can you use this? And we were able to use it for his service entrance cable on that one particular house. So, you know, it's been, you don't know a lot of times till you ask how many people will actually get out there and help. And there's been a lot of support out there for it.
There has been a lot of support, but like you said, I don't think a lot of people know about some of these programs, and that's why we're doing a whole special on veterans and what can be done to help them and everything. So that's why I think this is great. You know, you were just talking about an everyday person that they either have a skill, they may have some material like that, and of course to build homes like this that are specially designed for different handicaps, it takes more money to do that, doesn't it?
It does. It does, but it doesn't necessarily take a rocket scientist either. You know, it does take some know-how to make it handicap adaptable and handicap accessible. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't limit anybody's expertise in coming in there and volunteering to do it. By no means. I would encourage anybody that's interested in it to either contact the Home for Our Troops through their website. Their website is a great website. Contact Tom Markovich at the HBA of Oconee, and if they wanted to still get involved with this house, and just see what you can do to help out.
Absolutely. You know, this is, you know, when you look at today, this for our country, this is a great day for us with the death of Osama bin Laden. But there is still so much more to do, and there still are so many more veterans out there that have needs. And so the job isn't done, is it, Andy?
No, ma'am. By no means. And like I said before, there's so many others that are out there that I'm sure that would fit the role that this program is trying to help. And I'm sure that, you know, there's people out there with needs every day. And you're right, what a better occasion to even talk about this and since the news we got last night. I'm proud for those guys. I'm proud for the ones that have already sacrificed and the ones that continue to. And like I said, we're glad to be a part of it. And I feel like we have a small role in this house in particular. But we're just honored to be able to have the opportunity to do it.
Well, you know, you say you have a small role, but you have a very big role in this particular house and a very big role where Jeffrey Pakola is concerned, because this is how things like this get done. And it's just like in our country. What has always made our country great is the fact that we've had individuals, when a job needs to be done, hunker down and get the job done.
That's true. And I guess that was one of the things that I was impressed with our little board that for the Oconee HBA the night that it was presented to us. I think everybody jumped up and was willing to work on it. And it didn't matter what the role was. You know, that board's made up of regular builders, and I also own a construction business where we build as well. And you know, we offered there, but our biggest need to be able to fit was through the electrical side. And we've got a heating and air fellow that's on the board. We've got plumbers. Everybody was just willing to jump on board and do their part. And that was impressive to me, to see that bunch of guys step up to the plate and say, hey, let's go do this. It wasn't even a question. Nobody had to second guess it. It's, hey, let's go do it. Matter of fact, I on the way home that night, I called Jeff and I was like, hey, Jeff, we just volunteered to help Homes for Our Troops and started telling him about it. He said, okay, I'm on board too. So wasn't like it was even a second thought for any of us.
Well, you know, that's pretty amazing when you think of the building industry, the construction, all this industry has been so hurt that still you guys were able to come up with either the blood, sweat, and tears, the labor, and the equipment to be able to do this. That's a big statement about what it took to get this job done.
Well, if it wasn't for those guys, we wouldn't be able to do what we do on a regular basis. So that was a small part to play.
Well, I want to thank you for calling us today and telling us about that. HomesForOurTroops.org, that's where you need to go check it out. You know, there are more veterans out there that could use homes, and the only thing that is holding back Homes From Our Troops is getting more and more people involved to be able to have a place of dignity where those that have served our country can live and feel comfortable, because after all, being in your own home is one of the most important things. I think that, you know, everybody, when you travel, all you want to do is at the end of the trip, go home. Don't you agree, Andy?
Oh, by all means, by all means.
Absolutely.
That's your place to rest. And, you know, people like Jeffrey, he probably couldn't live in my house nor your house. He needed a house that was specially designed for him, and that's what makes this so important.
It certainly does. Well, I appreciate you calling so much, Andy, and God bless you out there, and thank you so much for helping out Jeffrey Pacoa. And I know we're going to try to keep in touch so that we can let other people know, and they're talking about a key ceremony. We may try to be there, and I would love to be able to talk to you further at some point.
Okay, sounds good. Please do.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy Atkins of Meritus Electric over there in Anderson. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there you go. We had another one of the contractors calling us in today. This morning we talked to Jesse Martin with J&T Countertops right there in Abbeville. And you can see how programs like this can work. They just need the impetus from the ground up, and that's, of course, what makes it happen when a group gets together and says that they can do this. So we are right here on WLMA. You know you're listening to your favorite radio station right there in Greenwood, South Carolina. You know I'm up here in Washington, D.C. You know, sometimes it just amazes you how you could be in a place where there's going to be so much happening. And, yes, we're going to try to capture it all for you as we go forth here today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So make sure you stay tuned on WLMA. Andy, what time is it? I don't have a watch right at this moment.
It's 12:57.
12:57. Oh, okay. 12:57. All right. And were you able to get Jeff's comments from this morning?
I've got the 16-minute version.
You've got a 16-minute version? Okay.
Yep.
Well, how about let's have a quick commercial break. This is what I'd like to do, a quick commercial break. We'll give the ID at the top of the hour, and then we're going to play Jeff's comments, and then we'll wrap it up. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, sounds good. This is WLMA right there in Greenwood, South Carolina. Let's hear a word from our sponsors. We'll come back and give the ID and then listen to what Jeff had to say today.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You know, one of the things I want to remind you is to look at our website, WLMA.net, or you can go to YouTube, because now we're on YouTube. You'll be able to see some videos, one from Friday's remote that we did out there at Stony Point, some nice action going on in that one. We also have uploaded some clips from retired Colonel Charles Drake, who is coming up here to Washington on Wednesday. We'll be here for the ceremony, and they will be presenting him with a ceremony. So look at the clips on the website. We have a new page just for video clips, so check that out. Of course, South Carolina News has been loving what we've been doing here today. And right now, I'd like to go ahead and after we get off the air, about 2 minutes after we got off the air, Congressman Jeff Duncan walked in the door, so I said, hey, how about a quick interview? We will do a quick interview, and let's play it now, Andy. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina, live from Washington, D.C. However, this was recorded this morning with Congressman Jeff Duncan.
All right. Well, we are here with Congressman Jeff Duncan in his office. I'm sorry to say we missed you this morning. We were already recording, and you were on the plane coming here.
Yeah, we had a weekly commute back up to Washington this morning and had a good flight in. Traffic was a little rough coming across town, but glad to walk in the office and see Ann Eller here. So that's great.
Well, this is great. My, you've made some big improvements here in your office. It's beginning, must be beginning to feel like home.
Starting to settle in a little bit, moving some furniture around, getting some different artwork on. I put Thomas Jefferson's quote out there. It talks about a wise and frugal government, so folks that come in understand that that's my philosophy, that, you know, government should be limited and shouldn't take from the mouths of labor the bread which it has earned. And so we wanted to be very clear about that and make people feel comfortable when they come in. So we've made some arrangements out there. And I've been gone for 2 weeks. I walked in at felt like a brand new office to me. Those guys had done this in my absence. So.
Well, I tell you what, Jeff, I am so pleased that you are letting us broadcast from your office again. It is such a pleasure to be right here in Washington, D.C., broadcasting live the I Love Ann Show and Meet Me at the Diner. We appreciate it so much.
Well, I tell you what, it's a great location to think about what's going on in the nation, to be broadcasting from right here. And our office is welcome to you and all of our constituents to come up. And y'all pay for it as taxpayers of the country. And so my office, my home is your home. So.
Well, thank you so much. You know, of course, we've got to talk about the news. I mean, here we were, 10:30, 11 o'clock. We were here in Washington last night. We went to bed. We wake up this morning. Osama bin Laden is no more. What do you have to say?
Well, it's a great day for America. It shows our resolve and our perseverance that it took this long. But, you know, I want to commend the American military and our leaders for focusing on this and working diligently and persevering to take out basically our number one threat to America. It's symbolic. Al-Qaeda is still a presence. We still have to realize we still have a war on terror. And, you know, it helps us today in thinking about this to reflect on 9/11, what happened, the tragedy, the families that are still suffering today from the loss of life, and what our military has been doing since 2001 when we went to war against Al-Qaeda and into Afghanistan to take out that stronghold. Still fighting the Taliban today. But this was symbolic, and it's a great day for America.
It is a great day. And of course, now that you're back here in Washington, D.C., of course, that's going to be an object of conversation. The debt, raising the debt ceiling is going to be one. And we're actually going to sit down and talk to you tomorrow at lunchtime right here in your office. So I don't want to talk about everything, but I did want to tell you that I am so pleased to be back up here in Washington, D.C. We spent the weekend at the Vietnam Wall. We were at the World War II Monument, of course, the Lincoln Monument, and the Korean exhibition there, the monument there. It is, you just don't get a feel of it until you've actually been there, can you?
Oh, you cannot. And the Vietnam Memorial has been so moving. What hit me is that you can actually see yourself reflected in that. And when I first looked at that wall, I was in my early 20s working for Strom Thurmond in 1987. And I could see my reflection. And it really meant, you know, that could be me there at this age fighting in Vietnam. And so that was moving. And then I've been to the Korean Memorial since I've been a congressman. I walked down there. Such a haunting memorial. Those guys, and really trying to understand what's going on as they're walking through they're trying to depict rice paddies there, and it looks to me like they're being ambushed. That from looking at it, and so it's very haunting. The eyes, you know, the emaciated faces there, and what they're going through. So it's a very moving experience. And then that same day, I went and looked at cherry blossoms. Went over to the Jefferson Memorial and the tidal basin there. Just a beautiful memorial. I walked from there around to the FDR Memorial, and then back around to Lincoln, and just spent it was a Saturday morning. I had stayed in Washington, spent some time up there looking at those, so it was really good.
It was good. Well, Congressman Jeff Duncan, thank you for the use of the office. We'll be talking to you tomorrow lunchtime, I think around 12:30. And again, glad you made it back to Washington.
Well, glad to be here. Glad to welcome you to Washington, and look forward to spending the week with you.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Ann.
Duncan, this morning, just a little after 10 o'clock when we get off the air. We, of course, are pleased that we were able to bring you that interview. I know American News Network is in progress, but we will be back tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, I believe we're broadcasting from Congressman Tim Scott's office. So we are thrilled to be able to broadcast from his office. We'll have interviews tomorrow at lunchtime. I believe it's Jim DeMint. of course, Jeff Duncan, and a cadre of others, as we also have an interview set up already with Lindsey Graham. Also going to see, go to the Rotunda and see as they bring the statue of Gerald Ford, our President Gerald Ford, and make him officially part of the Rotunda there. So we got lots going on, lots to go see, and a lot to be part of, so keep it right here on your favorite radio station, WLMA, right here in Greenwood, South Carolina, live from Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow morning.